ॐ गणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। Give yourself permission to relax. Allow the body to relax. Allow the body to become quiet. Sit with your eyes closed, hands on lap. Noticing any tension in the face, in the back, in the legs, in the torso, and releasing that tension. Notice the body breathing. The body breathes without my volition. The blood circulates without my volition. Food digests. Without my volition. The body sits quietly. There is little for the senses to attend to. There might be some background noise, which is fine. Some fragrance. Eyes are closed. Not much to attend to. The hands and the feet and the organ of speech are quiet. There's nothing to do, nothing to see, no place to go. There's nothing to do. The mind thinks. It presents thoughts and feelings and memories, emotions, pictures. Concepts. Conjectures, conclusions, confusions, concerns. That's what it does. And that's fine. Allow the body to sit. I can just be. Allow the lungs to breathe. I simply am. The organs of perception, the organs of action, rest quietly. Withdrawn from their usual domains, sphere of activity. I just am. Right now, there is no need to control the mind. Just be and let it be as it is, without resistance. For the moment, I need not fix up the mind. I need not fix up my environment. I need not attend to my bank account, to my relationships, to my to-do list. Right now, I am simply attending to being. To be, I need do nothing. thoughts come and go. I simply am. I don't do being. Being is not one more thing I need to accomplish. I simply am. I can direct my thoughts in certain avenues. I could make the feet walk and the hands move, the mouth speak. But the mind and the voice and the feet and the hands all operate within their own domain, their own particular sphere. The ears hear sound. The eyes see form and color. The skin senses touchable things. The mind thinks thinkable thoughts, and the heart feels emotions that I can feel. And in and through it all, like a string running through a garland of flowers, I simply am. I am being without doing being. I need do nothing to be. The doing of the mind does not make my being a doer. The mind does. I simply am. The ears do hearing. I simply am. The feet do walking. I simply am. I shine. I am. Effortlessly. When I rest in the ground of my being, I need not do anything, and in fact, I am incapable of doing a thing. for anything that does is not my truth. The mind thinks I am. The senses perceive I am. The heart feels I simply am. The truth of my being, of my presence, is not in doing. Doing belongs to not I, an Atma. Action belongs to an Atma. In my silent presence, all actions occur. Illumined by my silent presence, by my very being, the ears hear these words, the mind comprehends. My being simply is, and it is I. Let the doers do. Let the ears hear, and the mind think, and the feet walk. And the hands grasp, and the organs of speech speak. That's all fine. And yet they're doing. Their activity does not really include me. For I simply am present, awareful. I simply am awareful presence now. Now, taking myself to be something other than awareful presence. Is folly. I naturally rest comfortably in myself. I can choose at any time just to be. And enjoy the dance of the mind. Sat Chit Ananda Swarupoham Shivoham Shivoham. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.